is oké.
Worden zij opgenomen?
I don't know. Throwing away my toothpick. Nice user interface.
Ja.
Ik denk dat we gewoon maar moeten beginnen. Kan je, kan je er wat van zien zo?
Ja, well, let's just start.
Oké.
I've made a presentation.
Right, let's see.
But I'll open it on the smart board. So we can all see it. So it's in the project documents. That's what we can find here. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So, I'm the project manager, so I had to fill it in.
Okay.
Well, we have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other. What we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here, so we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things. And then we'll get back here. So. This is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You have heard that already, I think. So, we want it to be original. So a nice new design. Trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern and friendly. So size does matter. And. Well, it has to be, have the right buttons on the right place and those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we'll do some individual work, get meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. The rest also works the same. So. When you open a notepad, you just get your you can draw. This is a drawing board. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just that. Doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try to write on the big white. Does it?
Yes,
it works.
Eraser. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. You can you can save a file. So if we draw, we have to save everything. Don't throw anything away.
No.
Just we can start a new one.
All right.
And we just go on and don't throw anything away. Just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to right? It's not as fast as steel, you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint. So it's good.
All right. Yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a more a smart board. So
that's fantastic.
Well, this speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea. All
right. Your favorite animal.
Yes. Your favorite. So I'm too going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm just going to draw a nice.
Grizzly bear.
I hope this was part of the assignment and not your. I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal.
I just said it's not my idea, but I am Greg manager. And officially, this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kind of losing time, though. We're losing time, but.
The first meeting is just a bit loose.
All right.
Industrial design of this better because
this is don't count on it.
No.
Do we have to guess?
yes.
Hippo.
Well, I should make it.
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
Oh, I know.
But what is it?
I don't know how to call it.
Yeah.
A hedgehog.
I didn't know it myself. All
right.
Well, I'm amazed about your skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful. Okay. So, we can just.
Go back.
And now our industrial designer can draw its
favorite
animal.
Thank you. It's Nijntje.
Nijntje, what kind of animal is that then?
I think. Can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
Start with breath.
It's a rabbit. Well, looks very nice, right?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
You want to erase it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Save it and start a new. Save it?
Yes.
And start a new black.
Very important documents, of course.
Yeah, well,
yes. Right.
Next one,
you go, man.
And let's say you have to start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different, pen wipes, the line, the thickness.
All right.
So you should try it, but
I should have made mine white, the rabbit.
He deliberately draws an animal we don't know the English. What the? It looks like an
just a duck.
Looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Pino.
Yes.
Big Bird.
You're standing in front of it. I can see
it. The plane?
Right, I think. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw circles that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. Just a bit childish, a bit.
But we have,
release your anger.
Specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well,
wonderful.
I save a document. Thijs will choose a new color and a new pen wipe. So
we
can all see it.
Why do I have to do the difficult task?
No. Well, first. Yeah. And then you go to format, I think.
current color.
And current color. And you choose a new color.
they don't have pink.
And a new pen wipe. Also format. It's not like in paint. Line wipe. And you can choose
line
with each other.
I can roll.
Yeah.
It's a cat.
The line width is too thick, but
well, then you change it. And erase things.
It's a pig.
Smile nicely.
Super pig.
Now I have to change the line. These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's cat.
No, it looks great.
Meow. if this isn't obvious.
Well.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll
save
it.
And start a new blank document.
Blank.
Yep. So that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well.
Oh great.
I feel comfortable now.
Actually, it's terrific.
It's good for group spirit.
That's it.
We're one big happy family now.
Yeah,
something like that.
Well, then the serious stuff. We want to sell it at 25 euros. Internationally, so but we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but 25 euros. Our profit aim is worldwide, 50 million euros. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at 12.5 euros. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right?
And marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. Presentation can wait. We can take notes, and well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to prepare anything about
it. No,
I
did.
It's not my task to talk about the experience with current remote controls, but...
We're with four.
I think it's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors. Get the good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Okay.
On our corporate site, I saw a new DVD player we're going to produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to set off, well, 50 million.
Yes, 50 million is our aim. To
So a lot of people have to be able to use it.
No.
So
the buttons have to have international recognizable buttons. And
yeah, that's right.
And numbers and that every culture and people in every country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done. Just now.
I also
well
think
right.
you should not add too many buttons. Modern day remotes.
That's
have
right.
You
don't use the half of them. That's
exactly.
Culture, international.
Maybe you can make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and make the other buttons multifunctional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we do, we even have more than just a DVD player. Don't we have other...
Yeah, we should make compatible
stereo
with everything we use.
We also just released a TFT...
Yeah, so, but that's kind of standard television,
yeah.
So it also works on that.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes, so we can keep...
Most people do.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but we can...
It's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to...
Well,
to control with it.
Except
yeah, but
if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah,
we need to keep it consistent with other...
Because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give it a nice design...
Yeah, but it has to be usable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use another form or shape or color.
Yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about, like most... remote controls are a long box shaped thing.
Yeah.
You can make it triangle shaped. That's
no,
not
we
very
we
recognizable.
No.
Oval or something.
Oval.
And
we can use it as a game pad.
No.
No. Not with two hands.
One hand has the beer.
Yeah, right. No.
The young people want something different. And
well,
yeah, but it's quite important that it fits.
That it has to be original.
Yeah,
it's trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah, but you still have to know it's a remote. And
yeah.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We have to. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market. So
yeah.
the form will have been tested out. So
yeah, so the long box shaped thing must be useful.
Yes.
Or
well
else they would have been.
For me personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just a square middle. I don't like to use them. I have to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have, and then the button.
It shouldn't be boxy.
Most
yeah,
has to
yeah,
be here.
Long box shape. You have to.
It fits
no
your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't agree with the long box shape. It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you shape it,
then you have
if you look at the new Philips DVD players with the
DVD
players, the new remotes aren't box shaped.
No,
that's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
I can imagine that
you suggest them?
Well,
most of them are somewhat thicker at the end.
Yeah, right.
Thinner.
It fits in your palms.
The other end.
Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some round
forms. It has that shape that it fits your head.
Yeah, yeah, all right, but
that's
it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has a round form, but in the end it's still a box. So
yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No,
it's
I don't mean an entire box. Like
no.
Square, also with round edges, of course. But
yeah.
In at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with convenient round shapes.
Right, maybe something like this, or
yeah.
And then a button here to switch between different systems, like DVD player, and so you can.
A big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right, and I do think we have to keep this kind of a there with the numbers and
5 minutes left, so
the
right
should also be not too small, not too big, of course.
Yes,
not too close.
But it should be possible to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button,
yeah.
So there has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
To have icons to explain the different
yeah right
functions.
Right. And maybe you should use colors.
Colors.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we can just like on cell phones those fontes.
Yeah.
You can put on them.
That's kind of trendy.
Customize your own remote with different colors or
Yeah, right.
Sounds nice.
I think we have to talk also about the materials for.
Well, it's just about the first ideas now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting.
Right.
These materials,
but
markets, etc.
I think it's important to notate all the decisions that
yes.
we make. So.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm.
This is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your
yeah.
room. So it's logical, I
yeah.
think.
No problem.
Oh, and that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Yeah, now we can
yeah.
still talk about the materials.
Yes,
we have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too heavy.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I have had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
it has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not
yeah,
be loose.
Mm. And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to to connect things.
Is there a universal? Universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions. It's all about.
Yeah, it's
universal.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not that
a
in China
standard
it's different.
Way.
Yeah.
I mean, infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah.
So.
But you can have.
And you can use.
Different between DVDs and televisions.
We make a universal remote.
Yeah.
So it has to work with all
yeah.
kinds of brands.
Yeah.
And.
With RGBs are mostly made in China and that sort of kind of thing.
Probably yes.
And well, yeah, I read something down about how it works. The user presses a button, and with an infrared beam,
but
signals the television set accordingly. But that's pretty obvious.
Are we going with the frontiers idea?
Well, I think we can
I think
into that in
we
the
should make it universal,
yeah.
and you can always use a front on it. You know, you can use it just plain.
Yes,
but you can.
Well,
to make it more trendy.
You get a normal front with it, but you
yeah.
can change them
right.
When
yes.
you buy it.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So
yeah.
And it's a way to make them trendy.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort, like fronts.
Yeah, right.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah.
Simple
yes.
color, not
yeah.
not very flashy.
No.
Well, it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver,
yeah.
So.
Standard.
But people often don't like bright colors or something. We have to make it gray or black.
Oh, young people.
Yeah, but then you can use a front.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's
or a Teletubby front.
You can ask her.
Yeah, yeah. I will investigate.
Yes. Well, our user interface, you can maybe, I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Mm, yeah,
something
also
like
the look and feel of the,
yeah.
the remote is also my task. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the URL of the website?
Yeah,
I was
wondering that too.
Yeah.
You
it's
went to the company website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just if you start up your Internet Explorer.
The start page.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't
finish meeting now! Oh, alright. Well, we're going to back.
Well, that's great.
In
30 minutes.
But I think you will be warned.
Yeah, right.
To get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop.
It's totally broken.
It's half the normal size.
Well. Nou, succes hè.